Hey, does this dance move look cool? Like, could I do this in public and people would think it's cool or no?
Have you been drinking more elixirs?
No.
Oh.
I'm sober.
You're so loose.
Actually pretty busy over here, so I can't really pay attention, but I'm
and
sure
patience.
It looks...
And patience.
Yeah, no, I just patience. Said I'm a bit busy over here.
And
so
patience. Look at this.
Right, so there's no music playing. Ooh. I don't know what you're doing, but...
I am the music.
Let me play the piano forte to accompany you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Man, I wish we could get jobs. This is really not very engaging.
I like it, honestly.
We've got a problem!
Oh, Christ.
Oh, great. More drama. That's
is
just
that
what
Davis?
I needed.
Okay. Have you guys...
Davis, have you ever knocking, you can't
Davis,
just barge in here.
What if
all
we
the
were
time.
Naked? My God,
in the parlor?
He came in unannounced, my lady.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
this
thank
is
you,
this is this is
that.
Too important to wait. I'm so sorry. It's have you guys seen the latest Lady Big Withers?
No,
give
what
it here.
What does it say?
Okay, so you remember when you guys told that little white lie that you said wouldn't come back to haunt us about Tim Tumberley and Gwendolyn Bitterton?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
It's coming back to haunt us.
Whoa,
no bits.
Calm down. Let's read it.
My dearest reader, I have it under
good
authority,
the best authority, in fact, that we will soon be hearing wedding bells ring in Wootton Bassett. I have long speculated which cunning young woman would snag the prize of this season. Who takes the form of the dashing Tim Tumberley. And I must admit that I am pleasantly surprised to announce that the Lord's eye has been caught by none other than Gwendolyn Bitterton. Who would have thought that the game would be
someone
won by
so
someone
young,
so young?
So pretty, and so... And it just kind of rambles a bit. But to Tim Tumberley, the whole town is talking about how Tim Tumberley is coming down here right now to talk to Gwendolyn.
He's coming down here to the house right now.
Yes, I ran past him on the road.
Oh, shit. Okay, Gwendolyn, calm down. Take some grounding breaths. That's not a grounding breath. Okay, I'm not liking that sound. Maybe this will all be fine. Maybe it'll be exactly what we wanted. Manifested, even.
I'm going to swoon.
Gwendolyn?
Yes?
I just want to remind you that you are beautiful, you are smart, you are caring, you're generous,
Violet.
You're perfect, okay? And just remember those things, you're going to be great.
Oh my goodness, Violet, that's terribly kind of you, but I don't think any of those, except for the first one about being beautiful, is going to help me get a husband.
Come here, give me a hug.
Okay. Oh. God.
You got this. You got this.
Oh,
you're
so
gonna
nice.
Be great.
Violet, we're not all built
Violet,
like you.
Violet.
You got
please,
it.
Please,
Violet,
please,
Violet
please.
You got it.
She's sorry. Turning purple.
Sorry about that. Sorry. It's just because I love her. Okay, sorry.
Gwendolyn, you've been training for this your whole life. This is literally what you were made for.
You're right. I can do this. I won't let the family down, even though all of our fortunes and livelihoods and freedoms and literal, actual lives are riding on what I do in the next coming moments.
Okay, Mary, get us some brandy. This is an emergency.
Hello. Oh, knock, knock. Oh, your giant door was open.
Oh,
Davis. Mr. Tumberley!
Mr. Tumberley! Davis, I'll take this one. You're the
Let me announce myself, because none of your servants seem to be up to the task.
Rude.
Timothy Tumberley, hello.
Curtsy?
Oh, lovely.
Yes, curtsy.
Yes, Mr. Tumberley, thank you so much for joining us today in the parlour this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm not used to a man... curtsying for me, but I could get used to it.
I kind of got caught up in the moment.
No, that's fine.
Ignore him. He's
now
he's
I
nobody.
Want to do it. I want to curtsy.
Oh my god,
he's so charming.
He's hot.
Wow.
Please,
Gwendolyn.
Children.
Oh, I can't hear anything
something.
You're saying. I have some wax in my ears. Gwendolyn.
Yes, Mr. Tumberley, please. You know my daughter, Gwendolyn, of course, it would seem.
It would seem. I have heard tale that you and I are to be married.
Married? Me and you marry.
It was news to me, yes.
I, who knows how these sorts of things ever start, but we may as well run with it, I suppose.
is that a phrase, run with it? I've never heard that phrase before.
Yes. We're at the height of all the fashions and the new trends here in the Bitterton household, so you might think that that's good for us.
I have a horrible memory. I might have to write that down. Run! Oh. Run with her.
Oh, no, I've got some paper for you. Here you go.
thank you.
Mr. Tumbly.
and a quill? God. I mean, I don't walk around with a quill and an inkwell. It's just, do you have...
Oh, of course. I've got a quill right here.
Yes, the paper's nothing if I don't have a quill and an inkwell. Yes,
Davis!
You know, we should be friends.
Run with...
Chill out.
Sorry.
Meaning, go with something that has already... I'm just writing the whole thing.
No, it's, we love a scholarly man.
You know what? I think I have to go do something in the other room. So I should go...
Well, that sounds interesting.
I don't know, Davis and Aunt Patience, maybe you can come with me because we have a thing.
Oh, of course. You don't want to miss your training for your next arm wrestling competition.
No.
Gosh!
Oh yes,
that
Mr. Tumbly, you will learn all about. Okay, Violet, put your biceps down. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, there they are. Yeah, Violet, the whole thing is we have to leave the room and not keep doing this. So.
Right. Sorry.
You know, Patience, it looks like you've got it. I'm just going to stay. I'm just going to hang with Timothy here.
Davis, you have to come.
Oh,
come.
Okay. Sorry, I'm coming. Violet. Ooh. Violet. No.
There they go. Okay, Mr. Tumbly, Gwendolyn, please enjoy yourselves and have a nice little chat. We'll send some tea later on.
Yes, tea would be lovely. Gwendolyn, your sister's a very violent pusher. She was really shoving that man out of here with such a gusto.
She's my cousin.
Cousin,
you're very tall, and your jaw is so strong-looking.
Yes, I do have a strong jaw.
Like the cliffs of Dover.
Ah, very nice. Now, when you say like, is that a simile or a metaphor? I can't remember.
I don't read much, so
good.
I wouldn't
That's
know.
Good. Nice to hear. Very good to hear. Too much reading amongst women these days. Just a bit is nice. It should be a spice and not a main ingredient. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
What
just a little
Papa
bit of reading.
Always said. I just read the Bible, the easy parts in
That's
the
a
beginning.
Good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sometimes... Piano music, piano forte music, but I don't know if that's reading.
Not in the traditional word sense, but it is reading in that you're using your eyes and your brain, I suppose, to interpret something on paper, which makes it reading. But yeah.
You have such beautiful, kind eyes, like pools of starlight.
Oh my gosh, you would... This whole word, this word thing with you and the descriptions, you're very good at it.
Swoon.
You might have... I'm sorry, did you say swoon?
I'm falling over.
Oh, swoon. Let me catch you. Wait. Oh. You're as light as a feather.
Oh, you're as strong as the strongest man I've ever met.
Oh. Have you met many strong
men? No.
No.
I've only ever met my father and...
Well, there was a gentleman in here earlier. You must have met him,
well,
a sort of priestly...
Hardly counts as a man. He was...
Yes, I was going to say the same thing. He seems quite, well, not feminine necessarily, but not masculine. So whatever, wherever he is on that sort of spectrum
not,
or whatever.
Not anywhere in the middle, really. He's more like not a person at all.
Oh.
I think they're talking about me.
Davis, shut up.
No, I'm pretty sure they're saying something really nice about me. I heard my name
I'm
like
trying
three
to
times.
Listen.
They are supposed to be conversing about their future together. I don't know why you are even in the conversation.
Well, like, I'm going to be part of their future because I'm like, I'm always around, you know?
Oh, God. I certainly hope not.
And me and Tim are going to be best friends for sure. For sure. I'm going to be best man.
Okay, yes. We'll let you become friends after they continue their courtship. Anyway, keep
listening. Sorry. Keep listening.
And then I jumped off the horse and landed on my feet.
Oh, so brave.
Yes.
Oh, great. Great, we missed the horse story, Davis.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll get him to tell it again later on our bachelor party.
And that's when the horse almost spoke. I could have sworn I heard words coming out of it.
Shit, I'm so sorry. Just keep listening.
Was it a ghost? We don't know. There's no way of knowing. I mean, this was one of the most fascinating fairs I had ever been to in my entire life.
Sounds incredible. Quite wonderful.
It was. I shall only tell that story once, I fear.
No!
Davis, please quiet down. They can for sure hear you now. I'm just going to go back in really quick, check how things are going. How are you two getting along in here? Everything all right?
Well, I'll leave the answer to that question to the fair Gwendoline.
Oh, gentlemen.
Mr. Tumbly, Lord Tumbly.
Please, call me Mr. Timothy Tumbly.
Mr. Timothy.
I like hearing the sound of my first name as well.
Mr. Timothy Tumbly.
Oh,
is a
wonderful.
True gentleman of the first rate. He seems kind and tells the most fascinating stories. He's had quite so many adventures.
That was just but one of my adventures. One time, and I'll let you in on this as well, madame.
Oh, please.
Found myself in the back of a shark.
Sorry? The back of a shark.
Yes, I was swimming in, what's a good ocean town in this country we live in?
Brighton, perhaps?
It was Brighton.
Oh, how did I know?
That was brilliant. I was going to say London, and then I remembered there's no ocean in London, but it's
the Thames, perhaps, but don't think you'd ever see a shark in there.
Oh, well, I didn't think I'd see a shark in Brighton, but there I was. And he approached me. The poor fellow, he must have been lost. Sharks shouldn't be in that area of wherever Brighton is. And he was just so close to the beach. And I looked him right in the eye and I said, "Not today, sir. Not today, you're not going to take me." But, of course, not an English speaker. He lunged at me. Meant to take me down. He had probably had some sort of shark language that he was trying to say to me along the same line. So the two of us, you know, tete-a-tete, and we were, of course, wrestling a bit, and at the end, I showed him who was the boss and rode him around a little bit, and he seemed to actually be having a good time, sort of putting on a bit of a show. I jumped off, he swam away, you know, he sort of waved, and I've never seen the poor chap again, but...
Yeah, the same thing happened to me a couple of years ago, so...
Wow! Amazing. And you were in Brighton or another beachy area?
Yeah, Brighton.
Brighton. It is the sort of go-to beach... town, for oceanside
sure. For sure.
Because there's Dover, but the cliffs there are so cliffy, and so you're not really walking to the water.
I don't
want to
see cliffs.
Okay, that's great, Violet. Mr. Timothy, what a fabulous story you told us.
Mr. Timothy Tumberley.
Oh, of course, of course. Mr. Timothy Tumberley, what a wonderful story. It seems
Thank you. You
and Gwendolyn have so much in common, perhaps.
Yes, I like talking and she likes listening, so this is a wonderful match. Yes.
Oh, I'm so delighted to hear it.
And she's quite fair. I don't know how much food you've been withholding from her, but whatever you're doing, it's working.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and the lack of sun on her skin, she seems quiet, frail, and thin, and that's just where it's at.
The old British weather, I suppose, we don't see much sun.
I'm going to run with it.
Did
I use that right? Or?
Yeah, you did. Marvelous.
Well, very good.
Gwendolyn has a gold ribbon.
I do. Shall I fetch it?
Oh, of course. I've seen gold and I've seen ribbons, but never the two in the same physical item. So that sounds quite fascinating.
Let me go fetch it.
Gwendolyn, why don't you let your mama come with you and we'll go fetch it together?
Excellent. Right. Very good.
And I'll stay here with Mr. Timothy Tumberley.
Great. So,
Davis, you can keep our guest company.
Yeah!
So.
How's, you like,
what's that?
Hey, question. How did you know the shark was a boy?
How did I know the shark was a boy?
You said he, and so I'm just curious.
Violet, that's a good question.
Did you get a look under, under the trousers? Or?
No, I don't even know if sharks have external genitalia. Now that makes me want to go back to Brighton and search for the poor fellow, or madam. I made an assumption, I guess is what I did.
Yeah, you did.
I sure did. You know, I could learn a lot from you. I'm not attracted to you, and we're not going to get married. But you could be an interesting person as a woman to talk to who I'm not interested in sleeping with.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that, much.
That's a fascinating relationship that I don't have with anyone.
I have an interesting body, you know, very muscular.
That's a nice way to say it. That's a nice way to say it.
And you know, Tim, if you wanted to, we could also, you know, be friends, a meeting of the minds between two strong, strapping, handsome gentlemen.
Nah, I'm good. Got a lot of man friends. Yeah. You seem nice, but friends? I don't know. Acquaintances? You know, like when we... Here's a scenario. We're in this house years from now. I'm married and, you know, I'm sort of... coming back home, we'd be living somewhere else. You and I pass and I go, hey! And you go, oh, hello. And then we go on our way. That's... Like, that's... I see us doing that a ton.
Oh, yeah.
That's really fun.
I see that for you, too. For
this one.
Yeah. Cool.
This one hurts.
Super
that's
cool.
That's cool. That's actually super cool.
Super cool.
Super cool.
Mama, he seems like an angel sent from the Lord himself.
Absolutely. A perfect gentleman sent right when we were about to hit destitution.
I know, it couldn't have been more perfect. And the fact that we, you know, told a lie and then it came true and it seems to be working out perfectly with exactly the way we wanted is a lesson that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Hmm. As you should. You know, I guess lying ain't so bad.
I know, we've been doing it for weeks and weeks now, and everything's gone rather well.
Kind of feels good at this point, doesn't it?
It does. I like it.
Gwendolyn, I'm so proud of you. You're doing marvelously, and you don't even seem nervous at all.
I did throw up in my mouth a little bit at the beginning, but I managed to, you know, suck down a couple lemon candies while he was telling his story.
Perfect.
And I think he didn't notice the smell when he caught me when I fainted a little bit. So I do think it's going rather well. He seems to be quite keen to talk and talk. And has he asked me, you know, many questions about myself? No, but what do I have to talk about?
Absolutely. When has a man ever done that for a woman?
I have a feeling
that'll be a theme for many hundreds of years to come.
Oh, I hope so. It is so tedious to talk about one's own interests and inner life.
Absolutely. Women have nothing to offer at all. We should just be listening to men.
Now, where is that golden ribbon?
Let's find it.
And it was the most delicious Yorkshire pudding I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just scrumptious. Just the right amount of gravy. A beautiful, beautiful, fluffy pastry element. And, yes.
You know what's weird is when you were describing it, I could taste it in my mouth.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Yes.
I have to, like, go brush my teeth because I have it in my... in my mouth, and I feel like I might be getting a cavity from it.
Cavities? I don't trust dentists.
Wow. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I trust dentists more than anyone.
Hold on. Getting disagreed with by a woman. Let me just process that for a moment.
Violet.
I don't hate it. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Violet, clearly, if he has an opinion about dentists, clearly that's the correct opinion.
Oh, sorry. No, you're right. Dentists are not trustworthy. So.
That sounds better. I like that.
Sorry
better.
About
that's
that.
No, I did
that wrong. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, you're free to say something and then go back on it. I think all women should have that freedom. You know, I'm very much for women's rights to speak and then undo something that they said. I think that's important.
That's great. That's extremely really important. Yeah. Progressive. That's, wow.
Thank you. I've been told I'm a bit progressive. You know, I push back against the status quo and, you know, we're always moving forward and...
Absolutely.
Except in the field of dentistry. I think they're sort of demonic, and I just don't trust them. I feel like they're all in it for the pain. They want to rip the tooth out of your mouth.
For sure.
You know, I've been saying the same thing for years.
Oh, are you here?
Davis.
Mm. I did not know you were here.
What the hell?
That is amazing, though. You have this uncanny ability to almost blend into the walls.
Yeah.
Here, Davis. Fascinating. Okay. Davis, walk around a little bit. I wanna show Mr. Tim Tumberly how soft your your footsteps are.
Do I really have to do this again?
Dance around. Come on.
Okay. Here I am.
Oh, wow.
Dance.
Right? You can't even hear him.
But also, just a truly bizarre dancer. I've never seen moves like that.
No. I haven't.
Are you an epileptic man? Are you an epileptic? If you are, hold your tongue so you don't swallow it.
No.
I hate to see that happen.
I have it on very good authority that I am an excellent dancer.
All right. Well, I don't know on whom's authority that
Not mine.
Well, I mean, my father tells me all the time that I'm a fantastic dancer, and I should use my dancing abilities to charm a future wife. And I believe.
Yeah, that's worked out for you great. Not up top, Tim.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Now, what
up
are
top.
We doing? What are we doing?
We're doing, and then just.
Oh, we touched our hands together.
Yeah, we did. It's a bath thing.
It's all five fingers quite high.
Yeah.
A five high. We did a five high.
High five is what we say.
Interesting. Yeah. More disagreement. You're bewitching me, Violet Bishop. You certainly are. I'm attracted to your sister, but you're bewitching me.
She's not my sister. She's my cousin.
Your cousin. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, yeah. I do that.
You do.
That you tell me I'm not attractive. That actually... It's good to be that
Someone might be attracted to you. I'm just saying that person is distinctly not me.
Yeah.
It is just not me. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. No.
I mean, you're someone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim, you should really see her when she drinks the tincture. It's night and day.
Yeah.
She drinks a tincture.
Oh, yeah. I get hot.
Knock, knock, knock. We're back. And here's my beautiful daughter looking marvelous in her... golden ribbon.
Curtsy.
Good Lord, that is a beautiful ribbon.
Oh, thank you. It's got a slight stain on it from being inside of a technology that was the feature of the premier ball of the season.
It was inside a technology.
Indeed.
That's fascinating.
Yes, but the more important thing is that Gwendolyn looked absolutely stunning at the ball and everyone wanted to dance with her.
Everyone.
Well, now I hopefully will be the last man to dance with her.
Swoon. Oh, Mr.
Swoon.
Swoon.
That would be. As everyone just says swoon, huh? You don't just do it. You actually say the word. That's interesting. Well, it's a beautiful day outside.
It is.
Perhaps
could be good to. Sorry.
Are you no? Are you gonna? I think we're gonna say the same thing. What were you gonna say?
Okay, do it on three. One, two, three. Take a
go
stroll
outside,
along the promenade
go around
and have
to
you
the,
two talk.
Yes. Well, same thing. I just said go outside, and then I was yes. adding words because you were still talking. But yes, let's go outside.
So I guess we should run with it.
Oh my gosh, this phrase! It's been quite a day.
Popping up everywhere.
It sure does.
So, everybody...
But just to be clear, we're going to walk outside. We're going to literally run.
No, good.
Run with it in the idiomatic way. But yes, we're going to...
Absolutely.
I'm not allowed to run.
Okay.
Nor should you.
Shall we?
Well, let's walk with it.
Very good.
That was rich.
Thank you. That's
good
so
joke.
Hey, Tim, where did everyone go?
So, yes. It's always a little awkward. We can sort of call out the energy, I suppose.
How earnest.
Well, you know, I'd just rather be honest than to pretend.
I feel I have known you all my 17 years, I know so little about you. Do you have any siblings or?
Yes, I have two sisters.
Oh.
May I speak honestly?
Please.
Ghastly.
Oh.
They're absolutely ghastly. Fair, lovely to look at, personality-wise, just awful.
Oh, really?
So I shan't be eager to introduce you to them, but...
All right.
I was the younger, and they were older, and they... They torture's too strong a word, but they were not kind to me. They were unkind. Let's
How
just
awful.
Put it that way. Yes.
You poor thing.
No, no, I'm quite rich, and I've gotten over it. And I'm a man, and they're women, so, you know, once I realize I was having the upper hand regardless as I you know, grew up. And I am the sole male heir, so things will go to me.
Yes.
I will prevent them from living in the home.
Yes,
just out of
right.
spite.
Yes,
sure. Revenge is a dish best served cold. And you have any pets? Beloved animals in the family or anything?
No.
We do.
Mama's not fond of animals ever since. We did have a dog once, but it knocked over her morning brandy stash.
Ah,
and
well,
she was quite distraught.
No, the beast must be set free after a faux pas like that. That's...
Yes, it was very kind how they dealt with it. Papa took it to an estate up in the north part of the country. And
lovely.
Apparently it's running free now with lots of other dogs and having a lovely life.
Well, that's good. Hey, it's a win-win.
Now that is a phrase I've never heard, sir.
Oh, well, I'm used to winning twice quite often, so for me,
Delightful.
It's a phrase. Stick with me, kid. You'll be win-winning. You'll be win-winning quite a bit.
I am basically a child still, yes.
You certainly are, yes. I fear I will lose interest in you once you pass 30.
Well, I'll probably die in childbirth, so...
That might
win,
work
win.
Out just fine. Win. And if we have twins, it would be twin.
Swoon.
Violet, patience. What did I miss? How's it going?
Davis, have you been there the whole time? When did you get here?
No, you left me behind. I just got... Can I just be part of this family
Davis,
again?
Davis, you have toilet paper on your shoe.
Oh, God. Did Tim see? Please tell me Tim didn't
no.
see.
No, Tim did not see.
Oh, thank
Tim
God.
Didn't see
He's
that.
He's not looking your direction.
I mean, but he could. You never know.
They're walking the promenade. They're on a date.
Right. How's it going?
Yeah, it seems to be going well. I think
it's going
I'm
really well.
A lot of chemistry.
Yeah,
listen,
me
I don't
too.
I don't want to like overstate this, but this could solve like all the problems. Just one fell swoop, 100%. Bing bang boom.
100%.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I could finally have a cool male figure in my life that isn't trying to make me marry someone. It's just like kind of a cool friend. Like all our problems are solved.
I don't think that's part of this, Davis.
You're not in this family.
Dang, Violet.
Oh, sorry. Was that too real for you, Aunt Patience?
I've been here longer than you have.
Okay, everybody, stop. Let's stop squabbling. Look who it is! Speak of the devil, Glenward. So wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is time
it's
to
been
see
far too
everybody.
Long.
So happy! Look at this. Ooh. Yes. Oh, this is
tra-la-la-la. What to do?
I'm singing too.
Oh, you can leave the singing.
There
to me.
Is the vicar.
Yes.
We like
oh,
to
yes.
see him.
Yes. How is everyone doing? This is looking so lovely. Everyone coming together. Share with me everything.
Yes.
Everything I might
Well,
have
my sweet Gwendolyn is, as you can see, just a few steps ahead on the promenade with Mr. Tim Tumbly, the Ooh. Ultimate bachelor of the town.
Truly, truly. Oh, has he said anything interesting that I might prey on?
Well, it seems to be going well. They seem to be very interested in one another, and I'm sensing some chemistry, so, you know.
Ooh. Just some chemistry, no
yes.
drama, no, as some people say, the tea to sip on.
Tea to sip on? I don't think there's any tea to sip on, but not sure what you mean by that.
Wow, Violet, now that we know, it's so obvious.
It's incredibly obvious.
How?
We should have known immediately.
For years, I've just been he said he was going to write down my sins in his prayer book, and then they would show up in Lady Bigworth, and I was like, wow, she's really good.
Wow.
Davis, what are you whispering about
yes.
over there? What, Violet,
What's
is there
on?
Some rekindling I'm missing over there?
Glenward.
I mean, is there?
No.
Nope. Okay.
No, there's not.
I didn't think so.
Sorry.
Oh, well. Unfortunate. Well, I guess we should follow closely and pay attention to the things they are saying to each
of
other.
Of course.
Right?
Vicar, would it be okay if I take a look at your prayer book?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Yes,
okay.
You aren't of the clergy. You know, it's not for, you know, hands and eyes like yours.
Yes, Violet, it's an inappropriate question. So just,
yes.
You know, I was just wondering.
Okay. Well, wonder less.
You've kind of taught me some of the ways of the clergy. I could take a look and help you. I could maybe help you write down people's sins that you can pray on. You know,
Davis, why don't you take the prayer book and then
Davis won't take the prayer book either. Well, Davis has made it very clear that he has no interest in this line of work. So no about facing now.
Davis,
you stand
Violet.
Firm in whatever well. Career you've set out. By the way, what do you do, Davis?
That's a good question.
That's a fair question, actually.
Davis, it doesn't seem like you do much. Like, I'm on the circuit for arm wrestling. Like, what do you do? Like, what do you contribute?
I'm marrying off my daughter, so that's kind of what I'm up to.
Yes, of course.
We all have our
patients.
Occupations.
Yes. You know, I really thought I was helping out a group of family friends who loved me and cared for me, but these days I don't know what I'm doing anymore. You've made some excellent points. I need to reevaluate some things.
If you reevaluate your way to the church, then maybe you would hold on to a prayer book, but not yet, not now. This one stays right here.
Absolutely.
Just right in that top
sounds
pocket there.
Appropriate.
Hmm.
Shall we keep listening and following along and checking on our little lovebirds up there?
Why not?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not doing
anything else, apparently.
I like Beethoven, of course. Mozart's good.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I like Beethoven and Mozart. Yes.
Oh, the same. Wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's what a coincidence. I like that. I just love that. Oh, you're so agreeable, Gwendolyn. It's very, very nice quality for a young lady to have. Yes.
Well, I've been trained to be.
Yes. Your cousin is kooky. She's a bit kooky. You know what I mean?
I do apologize. I hope she doesn't cast any shadows upon our family. She's from Bath, you know, and they have strange ways there.
Is that near water? You'd think it was.
You would think.
I am not
a big one for geography.
Oh, even you, at every turn, you impress me. Oh, agreeable, not into geography. Fair, lovely. You are lovely.
Oh, so kind
truly
of you to
are.
Say.
And may I ask, do you see yourself having a large family as you grow older?
How large seems ideal to you,
okay,
Sir Timothy Timberley?
This is what I've worked out. So small is 1 to 2 kids, medium is 3 to 4 kids, and anything more is large. Do you feel like that's sort of fair?
Hey everyone, this is Brian. You might know me as Davis Devoutly, but I'm also the producer, editor, and sound designer of Bitcherton. Hope you're enjoying this episode so far, and don't mind this little ad break here. It helps us keep the lights on over here at Bitcherton HQ. But on the off chance you do hate commercials, and quite frankly, who doesn't? And maybe you never want to hear them again on this show, I thought I'd let you know about our Patreon. Yes, that's right, over at the Bitcherton Patreon, not only will you get ad-free episodes of your favorite improvised Regency comedy podcast, but you will also get access to 2 delicious bonus goodies. Let me tell you about them real quick. The first one is our cast talkback show, Spilling the Tea. Each episode of Spilling the Tea, I am joined by the cast of Bitcherton, and we dive into the behind-the-scenes of this show, our reaction to the episode, and then inevitably take some wild detours as we get sidetracked. But it's a great peek behind the scenes of the making of Bitcherton. And the second bonus goodie is absolutely perfect for anyone who has ever wanted to read the Lady Bigwither's Gossip Sheet. And that's because it is the Lady Bigwither's Gossip Sheet. You see, every episode of Bitcherton has its own trifold pamphlet-sized gossip sheet featuring in-world gossip that expands on the lore of Wooten Bassett. And there may even be some teasers for future episodes hidden throughout. You'll have to read it for yourself to find out. So if you want to support Bitcherton and get all of those excellent bonus goodies, just go to patreon.com/bitcherton and sign up to become a loyal listener. For just $5 a month, you can help us continue to make this show so freaking awesome. And now, back to the show. Or potentially another ad, depending on when you're listening to this. Well, unless you're a patron, then you get no ads. In fact, you wouldn't even hear me saying this. I mean, you get it. Patreon.com/Bitcherton.
Midnight Muscadines is a cozy, dark tabletop role-playing game where light and shadow intertwine in a fractured world. Players take on the roles of Marmiteers, brave adventurers who journey into the untamed Wildernight to collect the elusive Midnight Muscadines, craft magical jams, and protect the fragile light of Nim. Through collaborative storytelling and resourceful gameplay, players weave tales of courage, community, and the pursuit of balance. Will you preserve the light, uncover the truths hidden in the shadows, or reshape the balance of the world forever? Midnight Muscadines is perfect for fans of Studio Ghibli and Sea of Stars who seek to capture the magic of exploration and the heartfelt adventure in a world where small heroes make a big impact. Play Midnight Muscadines as a traditional GM'd game, GM-less, or even solo. Midnight Muscadines is crowdfunding now on BackerKit. Join the campaign at pandeongames.com/muscadines.
I'm Quinns of tabletop role-playing game review show Quinns Quest, and this is Play to Find Out. Play to Find Out is an actual play podcast that brings notorious old games from the 80s and 90s back to the table. Each season of Play to Find Out, I'm joined by Emily Johnson and Rob Morgan.
Good? Nervous?
Yeah.
You both looked at each other really concerned, like you think what's about to happen is going to be unpleasant. And frankly, I think that's rude.
And together, we explore the TTRPGs of ages gone by. Our goal? To separate the TTRPGs that deserve to be remembered from those that maybe don't.
I
don't know, Emily. It was the 80s.
Also,
a lot of people were on cocaine. We blow the dust from decrepit systems to learn how they work.
Your 100 on the encounter table bursts out. Right, you've encountered a fog. Get ready. Don't laugh.
How does one get ready for a fog?
Don't laugh.
Encounter their unique quirks.
I do finger guns to cover up how I wince.
A weird thing happens as you do finger guns.
Oh, no.
And I'm hoping that the Quinns Quest community will join us in exploring these games too.
If you f*** this up, cannot describe to you how much your adventure ends here.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because the best way to learn is to play to find out. Play to Find Out is available now on the Quinns Quest Patreon, but the first episode of each series streams for free on the Quinns Quest YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts. Anyway, you failed the Earth Tech roll, and you made jokes while I was doing my exposition, so you don't get to hear any more.
No. Come on.
I was shook as...
Is that kind of like average? Like, what? How do those categories fit with you? Do you think that that's normal?
Because
I love this
accurate.
Is like a fun party conversation. Like, you ask people, like, what's a small family and what's a big family and whatnot.
Yes, I think that seems exactly correct. And you are very wise for saying so.
Oh my gosh, if I was the type of man to blush, I would be blushing.
Oh,
you're just so agreeable, and I find it agreeable how agreeable you are.
Oh. Well,
so anyway, a large family, medium family, small family, what do you think?
If you had to, your opinions on this are so much more interesting than my own. What would you say? Why don't you say what you think is the perfect size, and then I'll tell you if that's what I think.
Oh, good. That's a good way to do it. I would say, obviously, you've got to have a boy. So,
of course,
just keep going till you get a boy, obviously.
Sure.
So, hopefully that would happen in, I would say, a medium-sized family, 3 to 4.
That's what I was going to say,
You're
too.
Kidding! You are kidding me!
I can't believe this!
Can you believe how often we agree so specifically on the things that I also think?
Yes, it's truly remarkable.
I am... Oh, you know, I came here not knowing what kind of, essentially, child bride I would be stumbling upon.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just been impressed and blown over at every turn.
Oh, Timothy, that is so wonderful to hear. Sir Lord Timothy Tumberley.
There you go, say the whole thing. Good.
Yes, Lord Timothy Tumberley, you have made me so happy today.
May I hold your hand?
Yes. Oh.
Thank you. Oh, it's the perfect medium between bony and large. It's just right. It's just right.
Oh, thank you.
Soft, angelic, smooth. You haven't worked a day in your life, child, have you?
No. I barely play the pianoforte.
Violet, it's happening. It's happening.
Oh, my God.
It's happening.
It's so romantic.
Glenwood, look, they're holding hands.
I cannot believe. Does one think it might be too early for hand-holding?
No, absolutely not. I think there needs to be a proposal imminently, so, you know.
Okay, well, yes, if there's a proposal, everything's fine. If there isn't, they're holding hands outside of wedlock.
Father, there's no scandal here. Pretty clear. This is just all the normal trappings, and I think if you're looking for scandal, you should probably go look somewhere else, because it's not here. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for scandal for some reason, it's probably not here.
Listen here, Violet.
What?
Why, what do you think I'm looking for as far as scandal?
I don't know. It sure seems like you're looking for scandal.
I am just observing for the Lord.
Ah.
But I don't need any observations from any Violet Bitterton or my own son.
Dad, you got it. You come in hot sometimes. Like, you just come in so hot. Like, you went from 0 to 100. And I'm just saying.
Oh, it's okay, Davis. I'm not afraid.
Give me that wrist, Davis. Yes.
Ow.
I hold your wrist firmly as I did when you were young.
Dad, yes. I'm not a kid. Stop it.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Remember. Listen. Remember.
Dad.
Remember.
You have lovely wrists. Just. Gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean, almost
you.
More so than your hand. It's just, it's shocking.
And I get paler and paler the farther up my arm. Oh. My skin goes.
Oh. Well, dare I say, that bit of salacious talk turned me on.
I do not mean to be too forward. I just feel so comfortable and at ease with you, Lord Timothy Tumberley.
Well, say it again.
Lord Timothy Tumberley.
I don't know what it is about my own name. I feel the same way about my own visage in the mirror. I just love hearing it, and I love seeing it.
Oh.
Gwendolyn?
Yes?
I think that today has proven,
yes,
beyond any doubt in my heart, that you and I are meant to be husband and wife. And the only thing I need to do now.
Yes?
Is speak with your father. Oh, you're all gasping a bit back there.
Hello, Tim Tumbley.
Wow.
I was surprised you didn't say gasp the way you say swoon.
Gasp!
There we are. That happened.
You are actually right, Violet and Davis. There is no scandal hit at all. Let's find your father and get this thing going.
Ah, Vicar, nice to meet you. I'm Timothy Tumberley.
Ah, yes.
We've met, obviously, but it's good to see you today. Yeah, I just feel like...
Today is a good day, and I am happy and willing to wed you two.
Oh! Well, we won't do it today. We don't have to send an invitation and all that stuff.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes, we'll check your calendar. Yes.
Davis,
available.
Why don't you fetch her father right now? Like, right now, without any post-haste. Right now, Davis, let's do it.
Okay, yep.
Where is Lord Bitterton?
It's been a while since I've seen my old chum.
Lord Bitterton, my husband, that old scoundrel.
That old so-and-so.
You're allowed to say that, madam. Yes,
of course.
Yes, certainly are. Yes.
Mr. Timothy Tumbly, really? I mean, I think you were saying you're such a progressive man. It's so old-fashioned to ask the father's permission. Why not ask the mother's?
Well, progressivism must leave certain signposts in place. You don't need to knock down the entire system.
I
certainly would love for your permission, but a man asking a woman permission to do pretty much anything is a bit ludicrous.
Have you ever
tried comedy, Davis? Because you seem as if you're not a very serious man, but perhaps it's because you're ridiculous in an intentional fashion.
Oh, yes.
Try to make people laugh as opposed to doing it accidentally. That might be a good path for you.
You know, someone was telling about this, like, improv comedy thing. Maybe I'll try that out. I don't really know.
No, that's a cult. No, improv.
I don't think there's any money in that, ever, so.
No, that tracks.
It's a cult. Everyone's weird. A lot of sleeping with each other, which I guess is okay.
No.
But it is a bit...
You know what? I'm gonna find.
Are you having a stroke, man?
No. It's all coming to a head at this point. I'm gonna go find Lord Bitterton.
Yes, Lord Bitterton.
What's happening? Yes. Has he not been around? What have I missed?
No, he's just so.
He's so busy. Yes, Gwendolyn?
Mama, may I speak with you privately?
Of course, my sweet.
Excuse me, Lord Timothy Tumbly.
Soon to be my sweet. Yes,
right
ahead.
Of course.
Mama, Lord Tumbly is, I feel in my heart, the truest, kindest, most understanding gentleman ever to grace God's earth. I am certain that if we were to explain our true plight to him, he is now my betrothed, and as a gentleman, he would never go back on his word. So I feel as I must. I'm done with all these secrets and lies, even though they have been paying off quite well so far. But, Mama, I feel we must, if we come clean to him and tell him that Papa has abandoned us and is... for all intents and purposes, dead, truly, then he will still marry me.
Gwendolyn, we're so close to the finish line. I mean, we literally just have to get you two married and then everything will be fine. But you really think after knowing this man for just a few hours that he would be so forgiving?
Mama, I know this man better than anyone I've ever known my whole life. He's my true soulmate. We belong together. We have all the same opinions. I don't know who Mozart is, but I love Mozart now.
Oh, to be so young and so optimistic. I miss those days. I wish I could get some of that back myself.
Mama, look into my eyes, the eyes of your loving daughter, and believe me, and believe above all in the power of true love. I'm going to do it.
Okay. I guess. I can't stop you, so... here goes nothing.
Okay, Violet, what do we do here? Do I, like, should I just hide in a different room and, like, put on a hat and just kind of speak,
you know, speak really like this, like really
I think extra if anyone's going to do it, it should be me. You know, I'm a master impressionist. So.
Yeah, I know that. Actually, how's your Lord Bitterton?
Hello.
Shit, that's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's really
okay.
good.
Yeah, no, it should be you. It should be you.
It should be me. So I'll just go in there. You say, I found Lord Bitterton. Violet, is in, you know, the bathroom. And then I come down, I do my thing, quickly get out of there. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's right. Here, I'll put this jacket on you, and we'll put this hat on you, and maybe like these glasses.
Perfect. And you know what? We can do this at night, too. Do it at night. No one's going to see. We don't have electricity yet, I think.
No, we totally don't. We totally don't. That was just Horatio Potts.
Exactly. So if we just do this at night, like, no one is going to know.
Yes, we'll turn off as many candles as we can. We'll hide you in the shadows. We'll kind of put you...
So we'll stall until nighttime.
We'll put you behind the desk, too. And we'll put, like, the chair really low so it looks like a big desk.
Ooh.
And, like, just less of you.
Cool.
That tracked more in my head than it did once I said it out loud.
Lord Timothy Tumbly.
Yes?
Vicar Devoutly.
Yes?
Everyone, please.
Yes?
Yes?
The sun is quite hot for me. I think we should go inside and go return to the sitting room.
Oh,
I have
yes.
something to tell you all.
Oh, well, I certainly don't want you to faint out of the sun, so maybe we should return to the inn of doors.
Yes, everybody. This way, quickly. Everyone inside.
Gwen, do you want me to carry you?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay,
you
are just, I can carry anyone.
You are the weirdest person I've ever met, Violet.
Thank
just
you.
Just have to say, man or woman, you just constantly surprise me and just, like I said, not attracted to you at all, but I also can't stay away from you in some ways. It's just you're so odd.
Yeah, I have that effect.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Well, to the inside, shall we?
For you all, here's a beer of crumpets and the finest Darjeeling.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary, is it? Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Always a pleasure to be your service.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful help you've got here.
Yes. Our household is very, it runs very smoothly and we have much to offer here.
Yes, I mean, I have just been impressed from tip to tail today.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it.
Really, really, you've got a wonderful family.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sure a wonderful family with a patriarch who sets a fine example for the rest of you to follow. Yes?
Mm-hmm. And he'll be here later.
Yep, yeah. I managed to talk to him. And yes, patience. Oh. He's going to be here just after dark. He's just finishing up some news, some stuff in town.
Yes, he's available when it gets dark, though,
Once it's nice and dark.
Okay, well, I suppose I could...
Guess I'll just take your word for it.
No!
Well, I'm sorry?
Enough!
My love, your countenance is...
You're shaking!
Is flush, you're shaking, your beautiful wrists are sweating, they're perspiring... They're wet and sopping. Speak, my love. Release whatever anxiety has riddled you so.
Lord Timothy Tumbly, yes? I must confess to you. My feelings are so strong, I feel like God himself would be quite angry if I were to keep this most important of secrets from you.
Oh, a secret? Well, certainly, my love. Let us clear the air before we shall be wed.
Wait. Do we want to do this in front of the vicar?
Yes.
Why would you... What are you trying to hide?
Gwendolyn, you know what, Father? Why don't we go outside and leave the vicar to...
Why don't I stay just right here?
Father, you don't want to be part of this.
My father is basically dead.
I am so sorry. I thought that you just said my father is basically dead. So can you say what you said again? Because I must have had some wax in my ears or I was chewing my crumpet too loudly. It's just so funny because I thought you said my father is basically dead. So go ahead, from the top again, say what you're going to say.
It is, in fact, even worse than death itself, for he has abandoned us. He has abandoned us and left us to ruin and to fend for ourselves. And you, my sweet Lord Timothy Tumbly, our saviour, have come along, and now we will not have to be ruined, and our name will not have to be ruined.
I'm sorry.
To be wed.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I do so need to. There is no man of the house, essentially.
Well,
you are a gaggle of women and their bizarre male friends who are running around in the rightful home of a man who has disappeared. Am I to understand that's correct?
Yes, our father left us destitute. You understand perfectly.
Oh,
and you've come to save us.
Technically, he faked his own death.
Okay, Davis. Jesus.
Which is a crime.
Yes.
Oh, I was so...
Vicar, your wrists are sweating.
Now my wrists are sweating. Wrists are sweating.
How dare you sit there and lie to me, to my face, pretending to be someone you're not, to take the truth, bend it, and make me believe you to like some sort of technology to
Dad,
gas a light.
Dad, you need to calm down.
Everybody needs to calm down.
I can't be calm.
Dad, you need to calm down, or I'm afraid you'll have to say ta-ta for now.
What are you even talking about, Davis? I don't have time for your dumb phrases, poems, and riddles. I'm in the middle of grieving.
I know what's in your prayer book.
What do you
mean? We know. I also know.
Sorry, I also know.
Sorry. So
you don't have to stand on different sides of me whispering
They're
into
really
my ear.
Whispering.
You can stand in front of me.
Lady Big Hither.
Is that so?
It is so, Father.
Well, then we have a very important discussion to have, don't we? After this.
Yes.
Yes.
What are the three of you talking about over there?
Nothing.
Don't worry.
Yes, it's fine. Nothing over here.
Nothing going on.
Yes, she dropped this large piece of information, and the three of you just went over and started whispering. I didn't say anything. I was just waiting for you to come back.
Yes.
Mr. Tim Tumbly, I think it's very...
Mr. Oh, the indignities shall never cease.
Oh, please, oh,
Lord. My lord.
It started out so awesome, and now it really sucks.
Oh, no.
Far be it from me to use a word like that in mixed company, but I feel as if I have been dragged down to the level of this family today. You are running around basically without a man of the house like a pack of feral dogs. I fell in love with this young lady, and she might as well be an orphan running on the streets of London or another city.
Oh, please, we beg your pardon, Lord Tumbly. Why don't
there
we just
we
kind of rewind and go back to the part where you were in love with Gwendolyn and about to propose?
That's true.
He had already proposed.
No.
Lord Tim Tumbly.
Okay, now you're saying it right, which is fine, so I'll listen to what you were going to say.
If all you need is a man of this house, I am happy.
Davis.
Nay, willing. Nay, eager to take up the mantle.
That's a stretch. I think that's a stretch.
Hey,
come on,
man.
Let me be noble. Let me make a sacrifice.
Davis,
let me save the day here.
No, of all the pathetic things that have happened today, that was probably the most pathetic. That what you just did.
That was a tough one.
That was rough. And I know that he's not a member of the family, so don't hold it against you. But do spend time with him, and that's got to reflect badly on your judgment.
Not really. He's just around all the time. So.
What do you mean? I'm just a...
He shows up.
What has happened?
Gwendolyn?
Yes?
Gwendolyn?
Yes, Lord Timothy Doubly?
I do not blame you. I blame your mother, your kooky cousin, and your weird friend.
Come on.
You are still a woman fair, and I do hope that things go well for you and you find both a father and a suitor, hopefully in that order, but it cannot be me. I have a reputation to uphold. I am the most eligible bachelor in this town, and I cannot be taken off the market for such flimsy produce. I had a metaphor there with the market and produce, and I just lost it. I don't think that I said that correctly. But the point is, I cannot be your husband. I must go. I must leave this place immediately.
Timothy!
Gwendolyn, it's going to be all right.
Don't cry, my love. You look old when you cry.
Please.
Mr. Yes. Tumbly, don't insult to injury. I mean,
just leave.
You don't have to talk so much shit about us.
I'm objectively, she looks old when she cries.
No, she's 17. I know, you're like 50.
She's barely hit puberty.
Excuse me, I'm not like 50. I am 50. I am 50. I wear that. I have made it this far in my life. I should be dead.
Mr. Tim Tumberly, I need you to relax. I'd hate for you to be seen and known so out of character by people of this fair town.
How would anybody know that? They're not here.
That's true, but you never know who might be listening and taking notes.
Five of us. What do you mean?
Do you mean God, Glenwald? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yes. Something, something.
Yeah,
like
he means
that.
God, yes. For sure. Yes. Definitely God.
We should all be watching ourselves.
Definitely God. Definitely not paper who can, reveal many things about you and, lower your status in this community. No, I mean the Lord who we pray to.
Good that makes God. Sense.
But Lord Tumberly, we can...
Lord Timothy...
Tumberly, it's bro. Just a mouthful. We can, upstanding gentleman such as yourself, we can certainly count on your discretion in this manner.
You would think, but I'm not in a discretionary mood. I feel like going and telling every single person in this entire town.
Lord Tumberly, please, you mustn't.
What a little brat. You are such a little brat.
Oh, I am brat. I am brat. Tumberly is brat.
I am
going to do it because you know what? I have been tricked here today. I have been fooled.
And
I do not want anyone else in this town to experience the same fate. You find your father, you find a suitor, you find a husband in that order.
All right. We've heard enough. Come here. I'm carrying you out.
God, you're so strong, you kooky woman.
And stay out.
Yes, well, seems like there's a couple conversations that may need to be had, so...
I'm so sorry, Gwendolyn.
Oh, what have I done? I've ruined the family.
No, my dear, you mustn't blame yourself. If it's anyone's fault, it's mine. I should have figured something else out. This shouldn't all be on your shoulders.
My heart is broken into a trillion billion pieces.
Oh, Gwendolyn.
I shall never recover. I shall never love again. He was the perfect man.
Gwendolyn, you got right to the finish line. You had the most eligible bachelor in town ready to marry you. That's something.
I know, Davis. Why are you saying it like that? And then he slipped through my fingers.
But I'm saying you were right there. We can get there again.
I know,
we can,
Davis. Read the rules.
No, I'm saying, Davis.
Davis, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Davis. You've said enough.
You know, I used to be a valued member of this family. I just want that for the record.
I didn't know. Is he still talking, Gwendolyn? My sweet, why don't we go and. Let's go look at your golden ribbon together. And,
No!
Oh, crap.
Timothy loved that golden ribbon.
Sorry.
I left my stick, my walking stick.
Oh.
Just had to come back and get that.
Seriously, dude?
Are you sure?
Walking stick. Seriously? Need it. I'm 50.
Just send a guy. Get out.
Oh, with pleasure. With pleasure.
Yeah, and don't come back here.
Okay, Davis.
Well, let me just look around and make sure I didn't leave anything. If you truly don't want me to come back, let me just do a visual scan.
Do you have your glasses? Do you have your keys?
I have my glasses. I have my keys. We're in my
coach. Wallet, yeah.
I have my billfold.
Do you have your monocle?
No. Everyone, can you look under the couch or something? Or in? Where was I sitting? Let me see.
Gwendolyn, I'm taking you out of this scene.
This is the thing. You lose your glasses, and then you can't find them because you don't have your glasses. So, here we are. I almost stepped on them. Well, let me just say once again, This has been the most miserable experience.
Oh, come on. Okay, get out. Violet, can you handle this?
Yeah, come here. Get him out of here, Violet.
Oh, you crazy woman. You.
We really found a good use for her.
It's great. Every episode.
Down the hall, knocking on the door. Davis? Violet?
Father? Or should I say, lady?
Ooh.
Very, very funny, Davis. You know, I wiped your ass as a baby multiple times. So remember that when you fix your mouth.
Wow.
To be sassy with me.
But Father, I've been doing some thinking back of memories of my own. I can't help but recall that when I accidentally shit my pants when I was 14 in the middle of a promenade, it wound up in Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet the next day. I wonder how that would have happened. That was you!
Wow.
Why would you tell people about that? It was literally you and me.
I have the most readers during the season and outside of the season. I have to fill it with fluff and... You have a lot of embarrassing things that happen to you quite often.
Oh, I'm aware. And I just kept thinking God was like sending stuff to Lady Bigwither. God was punishing me for not obeying my father, not doing enough chores. No, you were the punishment. You've always been the punishment. You are the punishment.
Well, you're making it seem as if it was a bad thing. People
it
were
was
laughing
a bad thing
with you.
They called me shit pants for weeks.
All right. Come on. We got to talk about this.
Yes.
What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this?
Yes, how are you going to handle it? Are you going to be good little children and keep quiet?
Well, maybe we'll consider that if you consider not writing about any of this in the newsletter.
Well, of course I'm going to have to. Write about this.
Well, then, of course, we're going to have to tell everyone.
No, Violet.
Do you see how this works?
Wait 2 seconds and think. If this Tim Tumberly fellow is going around spreading your dirty laundry, but Lady Bigwither outs him as a kook, a fake, or what have you, it would seem as though his words would fall on deaf ears.
Hmm. Well, I like that, but you can't talk about Lord Bitterton.
Yeah, that's got to stay out.
That secret remains a secret.
Yes. My legitimacy as a vicar kind of depends on Lord Bitterton having a house as well.
That's actually a good point, yeah.
I kind of need him to be perceived as alive as well.
All right, spit on it.
No,
we don't have to do that.
We don't have that. Oh, well, when in Rome,
Davis, spit on it.
Yes, come on.
I mean, do I really have to? After that, I feel like he spit for all of us.
No, don't
spit
make me
on it. Come on, right. Davis.
My mouth is dry. Oh.
Dear God.
It just like just need to be a little wet.
Okay, come on. Hands in. Come on. Okay. We're all in agreement, right?
Okay, yep. Squishy. Yep.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Whenever dissonant rumors arise and you are unsure which side to believe, it is vital to consider the source. It seems that the wedding bells that were set to unite the houses Tumberly and Bitcherton have been delayed indefinitely. And when plans as grand as this fall through, it is inevitable that each side will make their contributions to the rumor mill in an effort to save the most face. Our dear Tim Tumbly has indeed already made his claim as to why the engagement was broken. He made accusations that the patriarch of the Bridgerton family is apparently deceased. But this outlandish claim is one that the author can confirm with absolute certainty to be a falsehood. Is it possible that the prize of the season is a few horses short of a full stable? As for the Bridgerton household, they have conducted themselves as a model of polite society. While many have peppered them with questions about the cancelled nuptials, they have remained respectfully quiet about the entire affair, except to wish Lord Tumbly the best with his search for a future wife. It seems to this author that the side slinging the most mud is likely the dirtier party. But I'll give my dear readers leave to draw their own conclusions. Either way, it is always true in situations like these that the truth will out. And when it does, you can be sure that you'll find it first on the pages of Lady Bigwithers. Ta-ta for now.
Bridgerton features the voice talents of Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Brian Flaherty, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. This episode features guest star Peter Gross. Peter is an actor and writer whose credits include Veep, The Colbert Report, Late Night with Seth Meyers, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and all those great Sonic ads of two guys in a car. Bridgerton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcast contract. This episode was produced by Shenouk Tissara and Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Setchin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bridgerton, go and join our Patreon to read the latest issue of the Lady Bigwithers Gossip Sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
Yeah, yeah. Not like, again, don't do it on social media.
This is the bleed. This is the Davis bleed. Guys, this is Davis bleed. I'm not my character. Respect me.
That's the way to get respect.
Yeah.
Respect me.
I gotta have Davis say that.
A high pitched plea for respect.
Bridgerton is a many sided media production.